Lee County, Florida Sheriff Mike Scott exposed for fabricating evidence. Police ties with cartels and Southwest Florida fake news exposed. Operation Conspiracy Gate. The Aegis Alliance. Lee County, Florida Mike Scott is one of the United States' more infamous county sheriffs, a mouthpiece for conservative policing who runs a department that has been at the center of multiple controversies and more controversies. On top of all this, the department and circuit court are now being accused by one local man of false imprisonment, unjust arrest, and a massive cover-up surrounding it all. This article will be a part of an ongoing series showcasing the alleged corruption inside the Lee County Sheriff's Department that has embodied itself in the form of the persecution of one man, Scott Goodyear. Goodyear alleges a conflict with the department spanning over a decade but culminating in the events outlined in this piece after he sent an email directly to Sheriff Mike Scott threatening to hogtie him and take him to Washington to have him held accountable for the department's corruption. This kicked off the most recent events in the case that started with Goodyear's arrest on November 4, 2015. The corruption, Goodyear alleges, includes a bug that was removed in his home, the hacking of his phone, and most blatantly, the falsifying of documents including affidavits and search warrant. Upon review of the documents, it seems that the department was unclear what exactly they were looking to charge Goodyear with and that they may have backdated the documents to justify their searches. The searches of Goodyear's home were also conducted by the Narcotics Vice Units despite him eventually being charged with making threats against Mike Scott. The LCSO entered his home without warrant on video at approximately 7:18 p.m. November 4, 2015. The SWAT team then closed up the house as Detective G. Monmeny placed Goodyear in the back of his patrol car only being detained, explaining to him he was not the arresting detective on the case. While his mother Catherine Goodyear video tapped, Det Lochran arrived back at 9:45 p.m. with alleged warrant after already entering his home. The court documents, starting with the affidavit for the search warrant, the paperwork does seem somewhat suspicious. The most blatantly obvious mistake is the date on the final page of the affidavit where the date was crossed out from where November 5th was written over with a 4. It also seems the email that sparked the request for the search warrant was doctored to seem more threatening than it was. It was originally written as more of a dare for Mike Scott to confront Mr. Goodyear. The email differs from that in the affidavit. The next step of the paperwork involved in searching a home is the actually approved warrant. The warrant's first page includes a photo of Mr. Goodyear's home, which he says was taken at a much later date after the raid was carried out. Mr. Goodyear sent a photo of his home with a brown garage door, but the photo included in the warrant shows his house with a white garage door and is apparently the photo from the database kept by the Lee County Tax Appraiser's Office. The house in the search warrant isn't the same as his actual house image below. Following this are the reports written by a Detective Monmeny who assisted in serving the warrant on Mr. Goodyear. At the time Monmeny arrived on the scene, there was no warrant. Mr. Goodyear claims at this point after the raid on his house by the narcotics vice team he was taken to Det Monmeny's vehicle and held for around 2 hours. Monmeny says Goodyear was only held a short period of time while Monmeny ate his lunch in the front seat. They say it was after this extended period of being held in the car without a charge that Goodyear was served with a warrant, making it hard to believe that even by the official line of events is to be believed that there may have been no warrant at the original time of the raid. Lee County Sheriff Mike Scott has his deputies pull a home invasion. The detective's statement doesn't match the events in the video. There are going to be more court documents and details to come in the near future. Once we have some more clarification and a long history of Mr. Goodyear's case against the Lee County Sheriff, it should become more apparent that there is a larger conspiracy to cover the department's wrongdoings going on behind the scenes. Anonymous Entities questions why Judge Ramiro Manalich would sign an affidavit for a warrant after the fact, and we believe no judge would alter a date on such an important document. Our review of these facts has also found that Judge Ramiro Manalich was not even working at the time to sign a warrant. Goodyear has been on bond on this charge for over 14 months to date. After more review, It seems to be a great conflict that the state attorney Stephen B. Russell could be a witness against Goodyear on this case and also prosecute him at the same time. The date had been altered. Here are some of the documents into text for language translation's sake. Fake search warrant. State of Florida. Search warrant. County of Lee. Before me fake signature Ramiro Manalich. Judge of the Circuit County Court of the 20th Judicial Circuit. In and for Lee County, Florida. Personally appeared Detective Christopher Lochran, a certified law enforcement officer of the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and member of the Vice Narcotics Unit, who first being duly sworn, deposes and says that he has probable cause to believe and does believe that the laws of the state of Florida have been violated, to wit. Written threats to kill or do bodily injury. Punishment, sloppy rubbish writing, FSS 836.10. Affidavit for a search warrant. State of Florida. Affidavit for a search warrant. County of Lee. Your affiant does swear or affirm that the facts contained within this affidavit and applications are true, correct, and accurate to the best of his knowledge under penalty of perjury. Affiant. Signature here 03-109. Digital signature here. Judge of the 20th Judicial Circuit. Lee County, Florida. Signature Ramiro Manalich. Dated November 4, 2015. Probable cause statement. Statement reads. Narrative at 2155 hours. Goodyear was transported to the Major Crimes Unit interview room at Central District. During that time, Goodyear began to cough up blood, at which time Ems was called to the scene. Detective Pavelski was unable to interview Goodyear at this time. At 2215 hours, Lee Control Medic 08 transported Goodyear to Gulf Coast Hospital for medical treatment. Affidavit for search warrant 2. State of Florida. Affidavit for a search warrant. County of Lee. Before me Ramiro Manalich. Judge of the Circuit County Court of the 20th Judicial Circuit. In and for Lee County, Florida. Personally appeared Detective Christopher Lochran, a law enforcement officer of the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and member of the Special Investigations Division Narcotics Unit, who first being duly sworn, deposes and says that he has probable cause to believe and does believe that the laws of the state of Florida have been violated, to wit. Written threats to kill or do bodily injury. Punishment SS 836.10. The evidence connected with the crime is currently being contained, stored, or concealed within a single-family home located at 1115 Southeast 30th Terrace, Cape Coral FL, Lee County, Florida, more particularly described by the affiant as a single-family home, located at 1115 30T Terrace, located within the Cape Coral area of Lee County, Florida. The single-family home is tan in color with white trim around the windows and doors. The front of the residence faces the south and the residence is situated in a north-to-south configuration. The garage is on the west side of the residence and is white in color. The front door is located to the right of the garage and is white in color. There is a fountain located in the front yard of the residence. The numerical address 1115 is indicated in white numbers above the garage. To arrive at said residence from Veterans Parkway and Del Prado, you start by traveling south on Del Prado Boulevard. Travel approximately 0.6 miles to SE 28th Terrace. Turn right on SW 28th Terrace and travel approximately 0.1 miles to SE 15th Place. Turn left onto SW 15th Place and travel approximately 0.2 miles to SE 29th Terrace. Turn right onto SW 29th Terrace and travel approximately 0.1 miles to SE 15th Avenue. Turn right onto SW 15th Avenue and travel approximately 0.2 miles to SE 30th Terrace. Turn right onto SE 30th Terrace and travel approximately 0.4 miles to arrive at 1115 Southeast 30th Terrace on the right side of the road. The evidence sought within the dwelling is to include, but not limited to, any and all desktop, laptop, notebook, portable computers, or personal digital assistants, PDAs. Probable cause statement. Narrative. On November 4, 2015, the Lee County Sheriff's Office Intelligence Unit received information from Sheriff Michael Scott that a subject by Gregory Scott Goodyear has been sending threatening emails directly to Sheriff Scott. Sheriff Scott stated that he received the following email on November 4, 2015, at 3:45 p.m. from Goodyear to his sheriff's office email address. The email stated, "Mike, I'm going to jump out of the bushes and tie you up and put you in a trunk and deliver you and Stephen B. Russell, the state attorney, did me. I am making a threat on an elected official. Please pick me up and I will do it to you right then. Come yourself. You have committed numerous conspired activities pertaining to myself and charged Deanna Futch for phone hacking now, huh? I was never going to let you up, by the way. Thanks for not believe me. Lol." On the bottom of the email has, "Sincerely, Scott Goodyear, 1115 Southeast 30th Terrace, Cape Coral, Florida, 33904. Detectives conducted an analytical search of Gregory Scott Goodyear with the address that was provided on the signature section of the email found that Gregory Scott Goodyear, born on November 16, 1968, lives at the listed address of 1115 Southeast 30th Terrace in Cape Coral, Florida. Goodyear provided both his real name and address on the threatening email to Sheriff Mike Scott. Due to Goodyear stating in the email that he is going to jump out of the bushes and tie Sheriff Mike Scott up along with other threats, Goodyear is under arrest for Florida State Statute 836.10, written threats to kill or do bodily injury, punishment. The statute also reads that any person who writes or composes and also sends or procures the sending of any letter, inscribed communication, or electronic communications, whether such letter or communication be signed or anonymous, to any person, containing a threat to kill or do bodily injury to any member of the family of the person whom such letter or communication is sent, commits a felony of the second degree." Goodyear, while being detained and sitting in the rear seat of Detective Monacy's vehicle, spontaneously uttered that he sent an email to a federal government official and that he was going to take him to Washington, D.C. and drop him off there so the government can handle him. Arrest notice to appear. Probable cause statement. Signed, detective's statement. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.